Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. We request Mufti Saab to perhaps just remind the listeners of the next Q&A program is on a Monday night from 8 to 10. And Mufti Saab will give us the times for the morning Q&A program. Mufti Saab?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. We thank all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International. You know, the morning program, we try and dedicate it to our non-Muslim brothers and sisters. And mashallah, whichever community you belong to, whether you are a Jew, you are a Christian, you are a Hindu, or an atheist or what have you, that please, please ask your questions. And you send it via WhatsApp and it's answered. Censored. You don't have to apologize for anything. So mashallah, my brothers, Moana Arafat, he starts at 4 o'clock, and our technicians are here, brother Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan in Durban. We got our brother Riaz Hussein, and then I come down at 4:05, so 4:07, 4:08 we start, and then we end off just by about 4:45, because that is our salat time here, the last salat I get, mashallah. It's all nearby, so mashallah, we want to give you the maximum amount of benefit. So inshallah, any question, even now, you the non-Muslims, you got any question, please send in your questions, 084-786-3132, and Hafiz Hawadi will pose the question. We will answer it with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Oh, make an appointment for tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock, you must be up and awake. And mashallah, 4:08 I start. I first give tafsir of 1-2 verses, commentary of the noble Quran, give you some news, global, national, international news. Then we open the floor and then we answer your questions. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, it has taken off so well. And you know, I got so many non-Muslims now on our groups and that. They say, please include me in the list, the men, the women. So we do all that, you know. Why we do that? We don't have anything to hide in Islam. Islam, everything is transparent. Layluha ka nahari. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the day is like the night and the night is like the day. There's no hidden agenda. We have the best, we want to share it with the rest and so forth. So that is our appeal to you non-Muslims. Don't say that we are shying away. I'm telling you, we have the best and we make dua for you. I'm telling you, even today we made dua for you. Ya Allah, these people, give them lazzatul Islam, give them the taste and flavor of Islam. Ya Allah, you are Qadir Mutlak, you are the one, you know, who have absolute power. Just now we heard our Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahimahullah, while he was reciting there, my mind flashed back to Medina Munawwara. It's 2011, you know. This is Maulana Yunus Patel. Those of you who don't know, this is what happened. I'm his junior, he's our senior. He told me, he met me at the Hilton Hotel. 3 times he came to look for me. And you know, I'm missing here and there and so forth. I felt so ashamed. So anyway, then I told him, okay, I'll come to the majlis and so forth. Then I went and so forth. So that is where I met him there last, you know, body to body we met and so forth. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, benevolence. Then it was 1st of Sha'ban, and it was a Saturday. Then I went inside the Kaaba Musharraf, the Baytullah, completed my Quran Sharif there inside the Baytullah. It was that Saturday. And when I was in Sajda, and it just flashed my mind, make dua for Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab and Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia and Yunus Patel, like that, you know, obviously my own family, everybody's names we took. And then when we came out, our Hafiz Faisal Mataya there in, you know, Faisal Qasim Malawi, his father was with me, and he arranged all this with Allah's help. Allah reward him, our Hafiz Faisal Qasim. So his father, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus and so forth. Anyway, so then I said, I must make a call. So I phoned Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and Hafiz was crying, you know. He was in South Africa, I was there in Makkah. I phoned Yunus Patel and I say, Allah ke fazal se, I went inside inside the Baytullah and I took your name. So he started weeping and crying and so forth, you know. And then he told me, don't forget, you got that appointment. And I said, what is that? He said that 15 Shaban, Jummah, you got there. And 15 night also, you must go there and give, you know, the, this thing, the lecture. I said, no, 15 Shaban night, I'll go to Shepston. It's already arranged. Our Haji Musa Manjra, Allah, give him Jannatul Firdaus. He passed away also on a Friday. So it's like that. So you remember all these special moments in life, you know, that how these people, so senior they are to us, but they come and out of their way, they want to meet us and so forth. So that is what Allah Ta'ala elevates them more and more and more. We should take lesson from all this here. So yes, every day we have Q&A, mashallah. So that is in the morning, 4:10 to say 4:45. And then Monday nights between 8 and 10. And then on Sunday morning we don't have. And then Sunday afternoon this time here between 2 and 4. So mashallah, we are there to serve you, Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever is in your mind, anything. And don't listen to what the media is saying. The media has been hijacked by people, by politicians, by people who have an axe to grind. I will give you with Allah's help the true Islam without being apologetic and without compromising. And then the ball is in your court. Some people embrace Islam. Some people don't want to. We can't force anybody, but at least we can convey the message to you clearly and so that you don't have any misunderstanding, my dear brother and sister.
And Mufti Sahib, please do also tell us about the Tafsir program, which is simulcast on Radio Al Ansar as well.
Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, tafsir, we got 3 times a day. Tafsir means to explain and, you know, give a commentary on the noble Quran. So in the morning we do 1-2 verses. Tomorrow, inshallah, Monday, we will start with chapter 24, Surah An-Nur. It is such a magnificent surah. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, said, Allimu nisaakum Surah An-Nur. And then, inshallah, that 1:05 to 1:30, simulcast with Radio Al-Ansar, mashallah, we have the tafsir of the Noble Quran, and now we have sent out to you the tafsir to so many thousand people. Allah Ta'ala reward you. And from Surah Fatiha right up to the ending of the 29th juz, now we busy with the last juz, the last part of the Noble Quran. And tomorrow we will start Surah Infitar, chapter number 82 of the Noble Quran. So inshallah we will try and go slowly, slowly now, because the last few surahs and chapters, they take long, difficult, difficult words. Our target, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, inshallah, with Allah's grace and mercy, that next year, Ramadan 2023, 1445, we complete the Quran Sharif. We completed it 3 times already. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept it. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. So that is the second time, that is life we have. And then mashallah, our brothers Tobela and our engineers and so forth, mashallah, they prepare, you know, and all this from the archives. So mashallah, that also we busy in the 24th, 25th Supara now, every day that is between 1:30 and 2, that is from the archives. So you can listen to the commentary of the Noble Quran. What is our Creator telling us? Sometimes, see, I give you a lesson. Sometime you knocked from pillar to post, everybody turns against you. Now what? Where you go to? Just open the Quran Sharif and open anywhere and read that verse. Read that page. Read that 3, 4, 10 lines. And then those of you who don't know Arabic, just see the meaning, English, Urdu, whatever you want to. Ya Allah, what is your message for me today? Ya Allah, you assist me. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There's no one for me besides you, Ya Allah. So then see how Allah's mercy comes. So these are things, instead of wasting time with World Cup and so forth. So today somebody sent me a message. He said, you know what? MBS Murtad bin Shaitan gave the Saudi team for each one a Rolls Royce. They won against Argentina. So I told him, but I heard they lost yesterday. So I think maybe he'll take it back, you know. So this time, see Shaitan yet. They thought they won the World Cup already with one match. One swallow does not make a summer, brother. So it's all shaitani at this. Remember this. لا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا. Do not let this worldly life deceive you. There's much greater issues to worry about. So we are here for a short period. آخرت کی تیاری کرنی ہے دنیا میں. Prepare for our year after year in this world. That is the Muslim job and function. Allah give us tawfiq to understand every day. Connect ourselves with the Quran. See, I give you. An incident takes place and then Quranic verses get revealed. We call that sababun nuzul. We call that the reason, circumstances why the verses were revealed. An incident takes place and then Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam utters with his Mubarak tongue and so forth certain words. We call that sababul wurud, asbabul wurud. The reason for the announcement and sayings of the master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter number 53 and verses 3 and 4. Wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He does not speak of his desires and whims and fancies. It is wahi, revelation that is sent to the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked a person, who you made the Amir day in Makkah, the governor? He said, such a person. He said, but that person was a slave. He said, yes, but he knows Quran. Now he's no more a slave, he's free. He said, who you made the leader there, Amir there? He said, certain person. He said, he also is not an Arab and he's a free person and now he's free. He said, yes. He said, then Sayyidina Umar said, Sadaqah is the truth. I heard myself, Sayyidina Umar says, from Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Inna Allah yarfa'u bihi aqwama wa yadawu bihi akhareen. The more you attach yourself to the noble Quran, the more Allah will elevate you. And the more you detach yourself from the Quran, the more Allah will debase you, relegate you, and humiliate you. Where is the Ummah today? Hours and hours spent on movies, on sports, entertainment. No time for Quran. When we don't have time for Quran, then Allah got no time for us. End of the story. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 77. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْ لَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. آپ فرما دیجئے یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو, اللہ کو تمہارا کوئی پرواہ نہیں اگر تم نے دعا نہیں کی. Allah is not bothered about you if you don't make dua, you don't beg Allah, you don't remember Allah. Allah is not bothered about you. So each one of us, we're doing ourselves a favor. Read more Quran, read more ahadith, learn more du'as, beg Allah, and Allah will elevate us. Believe you me, that is 100% the truth.
Mufti Sahib, is it necessary to bury the placenta, the afterbirth, or do you just leave it at the hospital?
No, it's haram to leave it at the hospital, at the clinic, my dear sister. You must take it with you. Human life and everything attached to it is also sacred. So they will incinerate it, they will burn it in the hospital, in the clinic, and it's haram that. So to burn it, so you must take it with, and then you bury it in the graveyard. Graveyard is very far, they bury it in your backyard also, it's fine, there's no problem. So that is what Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us the true human rights, not what they say is human rights. Their human rights is you can park anywhere, park in the parking, park in the loading zone. They don't know their entry from their exit. So Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, so all this shaitaniyat goes on in the name of LGBT. Now they're targeting our children who are not even baligh and mature in the schools. So that is what they are teaching you. So you can't become an independent thinker. You can't think out of the box. You'll be trained to think like them. So that is the whole aim, a monopoly and control. And that's what they try and do. So remember, we must learn what the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, fiqh and the jurisprudence of Islam teaches us.
It's a very common question that is coming in nowadays that many people are having these thoughts that's leading them to disbelief. What's Mufti Saab's advice?
100%, you must remember the nearer we come to Qiyamah, the nearer we go to the last day, the day of justice, the day of judgment. The levels of kufr and blasphemy, the level of shirk and polytheism, idol worship, the level of nifaq and hypocrisy, all that will increase. Just look at how powerful media is. I am in media now with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, 22 years ending. Ours, we are small little chewing gums, you know. What are we? Non-entities, remember. Look at BBC. BBC is 100 years old last week. So last week or 2 weeks ago. So how much experience they have. You took at all this mega media, how they shape the minds of people, the opinion of people, by the politicians, by space on them, before election, after election, make all their false promises and so forth. So what happens is, instead of yu'minuna bil ghaib, Almighty Allah teaches us, believe in the unseen. That is our weapon. Why do I believe? Because my Allah said so. Why do I believe? Because Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. My father, mother told me something, I can have doubt. When Allah Jalla wala, Allah our creator told us in the Quran Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in the Ahadith Mubarakah, Sunnah Mubarakah. Absolutely no doubt, no iota of doubt. Open chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. This is the book. There is absolutely no doubt at all. Allah has dispelled it, removed it. You must have, it is unconditional, unreserved, that we have to submit and surrender ourselves to our beloved Creator, Almighty Allah. The next quality, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, believe in the unseen. Today this ummah has changed that. They have said, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ, no more ghaib, no more believing the unseen. How much money I can make, you see? What is my cut? What is my commission? What is info? What will I get from this? So when we have become so money-orientated, financial-orientated, we forgot Almighty Allah, we forgot Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, selective amnesia. So what do we expect then? So the kufr will enter, Allah forbid. People make a mockery of Islam because they are so wealthy. And people, I don't say everybody now, but some people. And people will go and make a deal with the non-Muslims that come worship our temple, come worship our idols. They'll do that. How many politicians are doing it? Didn't you see when Queen Elizabeth died, the one so-called Muslim even made sisda to her. So what you call such people? You call a Muslim? I'm asking you. You see the mayor going there and putting garland on the idols and so forth and so on. So that is what you call kufr and shirk. That blasphemy and idol worship. Whatever your intention is, but we will pass the fatwa and verdict such a person cannot be a Muslim. Then nifaq and hypocrisy. From the tip of the tongue they speak Islam, but in the heart and inner recesses of the heart is a hatred for Islam. And to undermine Islam, all these Arab politicians who made peace, who call normalized ties with Israel, they fall in that category. Totally non-Muslim. Remember that, no, we will do good. What good you doing? So you're doing absolutely nothing for our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza. 15, 16 years, the biggest open prison in the world. What good you doing for the Palestinians in Jerusalem there and Dhafatul Gharbiya in the West Bank? Absolutely nothing. So remember, so these are the hypocrites and the murtads and the munafiqeen. So read now with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection, min al-kufri, from blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, وَالنِّفَاقِ, and Ya Allah, from hypocrisy. And then two verses of the noble Quran you must read daily. Teach your children, teach your students and grandchildren. Surah chapter 3, verse number 8. Rabbana. Rabbana means Ya Rabbana. The vocative, the nida. You can't see the Ya, but the meaning is there. So, oh, our beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider. Rabbana la tuzigh kulubana. Oh Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. Ba'da idh hadaytana. After you gave us this hidayat, this nur, this radiance, the effulgence that entered the inner recesses of our heart. Now to maintain and sustain it, wahab lana min ladunka rahma. Oh Allah, grant us from your side that special mercy. Innaka antal wahab. Verily, you are the one who's the best of giver. Story time. I was in Auckland in New Zealand. There's one brother there, Nawaz Bhai. Nawaz Bhai got a wonderful voice, you know. So we went one place to a cave, and he rendered the adhan and all that there. I told you all that before. So he came to me, he see one Kiwi lady, white lady. Kiwi lady wants to embrace Islam. I said, yes, call her, no problem. Then I called my wife, and because I don't want to be alone with her, and I want my wife must be there. So I spoke to her and I told her, you know, that once you're going to make you Muslim and so forth, then you must read this verse. I just gave the meaning. She told me, she, the Kiwi lady, told me, chapter 3, verse 8. I looked at my wife. My popi, do you know it's chapter 3, verse 8? You see, she studied Islam. She was thirsty for Islam. She even knew the reference and the verse and everything. Then I told her that you must read chapter 3, verse 8. She became Muslim, everything. Then I had a computer, Quran. I just gave it to her. I said, you made me so happy. Take this. It will help you. Inshallah, she's still Muslimah day in New Zealand. And then you must read Surah 12, verse 101. And that is Surah Yusuf, the ending of it. Chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani Muslimah. Ya Allah, let me pass away and die. But Iman and Islam, Ya Allah, wa alhiqni bis salihin, and let me join me with the pious and devout people. True Muslim, we will beg and cry to Allah. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you, Ya Allah. Open Musnad Ahmad, you will find this type of ahadith and du'as. So that is what the true Muslim will be concerned about. But when we don't have time for Quran, for Salat, for Zikr, for du'a, slowly that Iman from bright light, dim lights, and then, you know, for that, park lights, and then finish. A and C, and no current. Today, they sent a message. They said load shedding is going to now stage 8. Be ready for stage 8. This is the Neva South Africa. That is the new South Africa, you see. So think properly for who you're voting and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, this person does not know the Dua-i-Qunut, and they want to know, can they read a surah instead of the Qunut?
Read any Rabbana. You know Rabbana, Atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. Surah 2, verse 201. Ya Allah, grant us goodness in this world. Grant us goodness in the year after. Save us, protect us from the chastisement, punishment of the fire. Rabbana, dhalamna anfusana. All these Rabbana, Rabbana, that are du'as, just read that, and then after that you go into ruku. Totally permissible. It's not necessary you must read Allahumma inna nasta'inuka, or you must read Allahumma hadina fi man hadait, or you read the masnoon du'a, a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajuk, Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. This is a sunnah dua to read in your witr salat when you're making dua. Therefore, when you are in Makkah, Medina, then you will hear the imams in Ramadan when they're about to go into ruku. So, or sajda there, because after the ruku, they make the dua. Then they will read this portion, and then they will read Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. So, all these are masnoon duas, different duas to read. You read anyone. Today I saw a book of Hazrat Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri, who was the Sheikh al-Hadith in Saharanpur, you know. And he was a great, great Sheikh. Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawla Zakariya Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, when he left Saharanpur in 73, and then he went to Medina, and then he passed away there first of Shaban 1982. His last etikaf in South Africa in Stanger. So in 81. So he made him remember for Sheikh Yunus, the Sheikh al-Hadith. So today I saw one book of his, An-Nibras, Bukhari Sharif's commentary. So he, for ulama, this is now. You must read it. And subhanallah, he says that this masla, I go with the hadith. This masla, I go with the hadith. So remember certain places, things are very flexible. So this is one of them. It's not a must, you must read this dua. Hanafis will say, it's better you read Allahumma inna nasta'inuka. Where is Allahumma inna nasta'inuka? In the marasil of Abu Dawood. We ask the Shafi Zambalis, what must we read? Allahumma adina fiman adait wa afina fiman Hadith in Tirmidhi. You don't read both these duas, you read another dua, all permissible, all acceptable. Al-Babu Wasi'un. So these are flexible issues.
Mufti Sahib, when going through difficulties in life, how would one know if it's a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is it a blessing?
You see, today, Hafiz Sahib, the people, they only know how to rewind the videos, how to rewind the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. So rewind your life little bit, you see. So now your car, you met up with a horrible, terrible scene in Jeddah what happened. Tuesday, Saudi won. Wednesday, they said public holiday. Allah's azab came on Thursday. I contacted some of my friends and connections there. I asked them, how's things? They say, don't speak. A suyul. Remember, it was floods. They never saw that type of floods. The cars floating, the vehicles floating. Not $1 million damage, $1 billion damage in just few hours of rain. Allah ki kudrat, Allah ka kudrat, Allah's power, Allah ta'ala is showing us. I'm the one who runs the entire universe. I can destroy you in matter of minutes and seconds and moments. So don't get befooled with your one victory year and so forth. And Allah punished them. So remember this. Then they lost the soccer also. More further humiliation and disgrace. So the point I'm making here is this, that in life you must know that what is a musibat, calamity, and what is rahat, and what is a bounty and favor. So rewind. You are doing good, and then something happened, you're going to the masjid, you're going to the mosque, Allah forbid, the car got hijacked, accident took place. So that is a blessing in disguise. At that time, it's so difficult, but remember, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometime in life, you dislike something, but it's better for you. So Allah will give you ni'mal badal, a better replacement. A person is going to casino. A person is going to meet his girlfriend. She is going to meet a boyfriend. They're going for drugs and alcohol and wine, dine and swine. And then your car get hijacked. And then your car get your accident. So that is the punishment. But that punishment also has a silver lining. You didn't die. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. Surely we let you taste a smaller punishment. دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Not the death, the big punishment. Why? لَأَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Come back to the right path. Otherwise, I will unleash my punishment even more and more upon you. So Allah loves us. Allah did not create us for failure. He created us for success. But this human being does not want to become Abdullah, Ibadur Rahman, the true slaves of Allah. They want to become Abdul Hawa, Abdul Dirham, Abdul Dinar. They want to become the slaves of their whims, fancies and desires. They want to become the slaves of the dollar and the euro and the rupees. Kya hal hai paisa? Hello paisa. The hello paisa also ran away from lands and such places. I asked them, my barber. I asked him, my Bilal, wo hello paisa ka gaya? He said, wo bhi chori chakal ke chale gaya. So he also did some things and they gone. So remember this type. So That is our life today. If we become good Muslims, Allah's help will come. وَلَوْ أَنَّا لَلْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O people of the towns and cities and continents, bring the quality of true iman and taqwa. We will open for you the doors of barakah, blessing from the heavens and the sky, from the land and the sand. Barakah, barakah will come. But when you think you're too clever, you're too arrogant, you're too proud, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they forget the advices, the admonishment given to them, then we will open the doors. But the word barakah, blessing, is not mentioned. This is not barakah, this is muhula. Allah grant them respite. Allah give them extension for a little while. Now they're happy with their empire and everything. When they are proud, arrogant, and happy with what they are given, suddenly we seize them. The text man is looking for you. The war breaks out. Somebody got cancer. Somebody met up in a terrible accident. Suddenly we seize them. And then they become totally disillusioned. So they, Allah Ta'ala, don't know. Allah gave you both scenarios. It's your choice, O Muslim or non-Muslim. Do you want to follow the path of Rahman, the path of Almighty Allah? Or do you want to follow the path of Shaitan, of Lucifer? So today's Muslim says, no, I will take the middle path. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. I will please Allah also. I will please Lucifer, Shaitan also. Lucifer, Shaitan will be pleased. Allah will never be pleased. Allah wants total commitment and conviction. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam in its entirety and totality. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi, is not a policy for Muslim, is a policy of non-Muslim. So we must take cognizance of all these issues.
We say Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib. Already 1.5 hours into this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies. After the break, it's the final segment.
جماعن بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنا بی بی کہر دم دم بھرا کر